diverse, independent, yours. You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM in Burnaby, BC.
Hello, yeah, we're in a forest clearing together now. Let's just, we're in a circle and we're feeling good about being with each other in this forest clearing. We hear the music in each other's bodies and we start to move. And the forest around us, the great arms of the trees are moving with us. And we're moving with the forest. And as we do this, we are opening up culture. We are opening up ways of being together, ways of living together. We're looking into the eyes of our loves, of our intimates, of our neighbors, of our pod people. And we're moving towards new solutions to old problems. Well, that's not what the larger culture is doing right now. We as a nation are locked in history, strictly reenacting things that have already happened. Our habits, our gestures, our choreography, what we think about, how we breathe. It's scary how from the past we are right now. And we think this evil clown is making things new somehow. Maybe they're bad, but they're sort of pleasantly shocking. No. That's a bad movie of the week from some show decades ago. That's not new at all. And today let's ask ourselves, how do we find our love again? How do we find that forest clearing? The earth will show the way. The earth is the new, the inventive, the regenerative, the imaginative. The earth welcomes us. Earth-a-luya? All right. Somebody give me an earth-a-luya!
Thank you. my life, this body. I got my body, got my life, my life, my life, this body. I got my body, I got my body, I got my body. Thrill to it, feel to it, real to it, earth to it, on the earth to it, worth to it, here and there to it, space to it, place to it,
do it, do it, do it, do it.
Thrill to it, feel to it, real to it, earth to it, on the earth to it, worth to it, here and there to it.
Take it to it, take it, take it. All the spanking to it.
Do it, do it, do it, do it. Shine to it, cry to it. Throw a line to it, sip into it. Nothing left to do to it. Mama to it, father to it, and game to it. We're flying to planet Mars to it. Start space wars to it. Through to it. Pumping fists to it. Humankind to it. Make it lie to it. Do it. Do it, do it, do it,
do it. I got my body.
Do it, do it.
I got my body. Got my life, my life, my life. This body. I got my body. I got my body. Got my life, my life, my life. This body. I got my body. I got my body. I got my body.
I see peace hit the talking heads like amazing facial tics. I see orangutans debating the mahogany loggers. I got to be surreal sometimes to understand. I see the plain truth rising like a 50s Japanese lizard. I see rec rooms devour Rupert Murdoch in front of his sons. I got to be exorcise sometimes to understand. I see new drug laws that give prosecutors no time to play with. I see the fine print open like a prison door. I got to be impossible sometimes to understand. I got to be surreal. I got to be exorcise. I gotta be impossible sometimes. To understand. You see, the Starbucks mermaid got her nipples back. You see, fake bohemianism swallowed by your sidewalks. You got to be surreal sometimes to understand. You see, the stock exchange paying for itself for once. You see, the CEO cannot cash his welfare check. You got to be exorcised sometimes to understand. You see, the tourists walk backwards out of their pollution. You see them go home and demand a local paradise. You see, you got to be impossible sometimes to understand. I got to be surreal. I got to be exorcised. I got to be impossible. Impossible sometimes. Sometimes. To understand. To understand. To understand.
Don't expect it to be a long life. Don't put your happiness into the future.
Is there something, if they want to have hope to fight for a longer future, is there something, is there a fight worth fighting?
I intend to go down fighting. I don't know. I admit that although I do try to think painful thoughts, what to say to the children at this point is a pretty painful thought as thoughts go. They want to fight. I hardly know how to fight myself at this point. I'm trying to be ready for being wrong about something, preparing for my being wrong in a way that creates a bit of hope, and being ready to react to that, and going looking for it.
The earth is coming. Have you heard? The earth. The earth, it's coming. What? What? No. The earth, yes. The earth is here. Here it is. The earth. The earth. The Well, it might be a source of great pleasure for us to watch the bilging our senses and crudding and congealing our souls all these years. It might be a great pleasure to watch Hollywood go down and Silicon Valley to drown in their pixels. And Hollywood and Silicon Valley will be followed by Wall Street, a source of environmental poisoning and toxicity, and a source of just keeping us boggled with credit derivative swaps and other financial instruments that just completely take over our lives, take our homes from us, kill us, wage war, finance weapons. Well, now look, it might be a lot of fun to watch our enemies go down as the earth accelerates its rapid, deep evolution. Except we might not be there. We might be the first to go. But the earth is coming. The earth is coming.
Tonight, more severe weather pummeling cities across the country. This weekend, heavy rain and strong winds battering communities across the eastern half of the U.S. In central Alabama, blustery winds and heavy downpours causing near zero visibility. Torrential rain soaking the Atlanta metro area. In Oklahoma, vehicles stuck in high water. Crews racing to reopen this highway.
Here in McAllister, neighbors woke up to tornado warnings. After taking cover and emerging from their shelters, they found some of their historic downtown in pieces.
It's been a rough day.
This is what is left of Shelby Tatum's family antique store. Their 100-year-old building left mangled by a storm they say sounded like a train.
What does it mean now that it's destroyed?
It's rough. We're hoping that it's fixable.
Meanwhile, up north, an ongoing threat from Canadian wildfire smoke, causing hazy conditions in places like Chicago. The risk for severe weather continuing for 44 million people tomorrow, with Oklahoma and Texas possibly seeing 100-mile-per-hour winds.
And the Mississippi governor announcing on social media one person has died after a tree fell on a car there. Over 20,000 people in Mississippi are without power. Jose?
We've got to admit that something is happening in this world that we've not been addressing. There's a hurricane in every state of the Union. There are 50 hurricanes right now in the United States. That's right, 50. There's a hurricane in every state. In every county of the United States. There are 74,000 counties in the United States. In every county in the United States, there is a tornado. There are 74,000 tornadoes in the United States right now. In every city and every town of the United States, there is unusual, deadly, awful weather. There are extinct animals biting the children. There is an apocalypse in operation right now. The apocalypse has arrived finally. And what are we doing about it? We're all in movie theaters watching blockbuster movies about apocalypses. But if we walked out the front door of that theater, which we will eventually when the popcorn runs out, we'll walk down that street and we'll realize there's a tornado coming towards us right up Main Street. And then we'll look up into the sky and we'll realize, oh, that's a hurricane. And then we'll see vast numbers of extinct animals rushing towards us. The ghosts of extinct animals. They want to consume us. They want to eat us alive. They want to eat our souls. They want to burrow under our skin and make us explode. And here they come. And we'll say, my God, honey, what are we going to do? We better run. We better go back into that. Let's go back to that movie theater I think the next blockbuster's about to start. And we run back to the movie theater. We run back into the movie theater. And we, like, get our ticket. We run back in there. We get our popcorn. And we sit down. Thank God. We're safe.
Hello. Welcome to News from the Natural World. I'm Savitri D. Rainfall totals in the Wichita, Kansas area broke a 94-year-old record and caused widespread flash flooding. Dozens of people were pulled from their cars as roads washed away. Africa has the highest rate of forest loss in the world. 3.9 million hectares of African forest, the size of 381 million soccer fields, was destroyed every year between 2010 and 2020. Africa's forests are located in the tropical, moist regions of Central and parts of West Africa. They are dominated by the Congo Basin rainforest and the vast Miombo woodlands, a warm, dry forest area in southern Africa. Deforestation has been caused by agricultural expansion, unsustainable fuel wood harvesting, logging, and mining. Forests make up 23% of the African continent. At 674 million hectares in extent, these forests occupy an area the same size as the Amazon rainforest. A new study from the University of California, Riverside, shows that bumblebee queens, the sole founders of their colonies, take regular breaks from reproduction, likely to avoid exhaustion before their first workers arrive. In the early stages of colony building, bumblebee queens forage for food, incubate their developing brood by heating them with their wing muscles, maintain the nest, and lay eggs. Without the queen, the colony fails. Researchers have observed an intriguing rhythm, a burst of egg laying followed by several days of apparent inactivity. More than 100 queens were tracked over a period of 45 days. Lead author Blanca Peto said, "What this study showed us is that the queen's reproductive behavior is much more flexible than what we thought. This matters because those early days are incredibly vulnerable. If a queen pushes too hard, too fast, the whole colony might not survive." Findings from a new study of almost 50,000 women followed for 30 years suggest that a morning cup of coffee helps women stay sharp, strong, and mentally well as they age. Women who drank caffeinated coffee in midlife were more likely to exhibit healthy aging. Other caffeinated drinks did not have the same effect. Healthy aging was defined as living to age 70 or older, being free from 11 major chronic diseases, maintaining physical function, having good mental health, exhibiting no cognitive impairment, and showing no memory complaints. Each extra cup of coffee per day was tied to a 2 to 5% higher chance of doing well later in life, up to 5 small cups per day. Forests in the Peruvian Amazon aren't growing back after gold mining, not just because the soil is damaged by toxic metals, but because the land has been depleted of its water. A common mining method known as suction mining reshapes the terrain in ways that drain moisture and trap heat, creating harsh conditions where even replanted seedlings cannot survive. The findings reveal why reforestation efforts in the region have struggled. The mining process dries out the land, making it inhospitable for new trees. Researchers at Swansea University have discovered that baboons walk in lines not for safety or strategy, but simply to stay close to their friends. Baboons often travel in structured line formations known as progressions as they move through their home range. Previous studies offered conflicting explanations for this behavior. Some proposed that the order was random, while others argued that baboons strategically position themselves with vulnerable individuals walking in the center to reduce their risk of attack. The findings, published in the journal Behavioral Ecology, reveal that baboon movement patterns are driven by social bonds rather than survival strategies. But I might just point out that social bonding is a survival strategy. Researchers asked patients, some of whom had experienced lower back pain for up to 40 years, if being in nature helped them cope better with their lower back pain. They found that people able to spend time in their own garden saw some health and well-being benefits. However, those able to immerse themselves in larger green spaces, such as forests, felt even more positive, as they were able to lose themselves in the environment and focus more on that than on their pain levels. Researchers have recommended trying to incorporate time spent in nature into people's treatment plans and are also using their findings to develop virtual reality interventions that allow people to experience some of the benefits of being in nature without the need to travel anywhere if they are unable to do so. A team of conservation and wildlife specialists have successfully released two Yangtze finless porpoises back into the wild after moving them to a protected area for 2 years. As reported in the journal Biology Letters, the group cared for the porpoises in their protected area and then followed them after their release back into the wild. The Yangtze finless porpoise has been identified as a critically endangered freshwater cetacean. It is the only known freshwater porpoise that lives only in China's Yangtze River system. Its population level has dropped dramatically over the past several decades due to loss of habitat, overfishing, and other human activities. It is believed that there are now just 595 of them left in the entire river system. After release, the two males were monitored closely to ensure that they were able to move about safely and find enough food to eat. After just 3 days, both males had been accepted into pods and appeared to be thriving. Areas of the brain that help a person differentiate between what is real and what is imaginary have been uncovered in a new study. The research, published in Neuron, found that a region in the brain known as the fusiform gyrus, located behind the temples on the underside of the brain's temporal lobe, is involved in helping the brain to determine whether what we see is from the external world or generated by our imagination. These results offer new insights into what might go wrong in the brain during psychiatric conditions like schizophrenia, where patients struggle to separate imagination and reality. For the very first time, the seasonal peak of carbon dioxide concentrations in the atmosphere exceeded 430 parts per million at NOAA's Mauna Loa Observatory on Hawaii. Scripps oceanography scientists calculated a May monthly average of 430.2 parts per million for 2025, an increase of 3.5 parts per million over May 2024's measurement. Like other greenhouse gases, CO2 acts like a blanket, trapping heat and warming the lower atmosphere. This changes weather patterns and fuels extreme events such as heat waves, droughts, and wildfires, as well as heavier precipitation and flooding. Rising CO2 levels also contribute to ocean acidification, a change in ocean chemistry that makes it more difficult for marine organisms like crustaceans, bivalves, and coral to grow hard carbonate skeletons or shells. And now, the sounds of extinction. The wolverine. Wolverines are found in northern boreal forests and subarctic alpine tundra of the northern hemisphere. Their range includes northern Canada, Alaska, the mainland Nordic countries of Europe, and western Russia and Siberia. They are solitary animals. The wolverine is a powerful and versatile predator. Its prey mainly consists of small to medium-sized mammals, but wolverines have been recorded killing prey many times larger than themselves, such as caribou. Wolverines often cache their food during times of plenty. This is of particular importance to lactating females in the winter and early spring, a time when food is scarce. They are well adapted to winter conditions with large paws and crampon-like claws. Their fur is thick and oily and hydrophobic. Wolverines have potent anal scent glands used for marking territory and sexual signaling. The pungent odor has given rise to nicknames like skunk bear and nasty cat. Wolverines' average lifespan is between 8 and 10 years. Fathers make visits to their offspring until they are weaned at 10 weeks of age. And once the young are about 6 months old, some reconnect with their fathers and travel together for a time. Many northern indigenous cultures, such as the Mi'kmaq, Sami, and Passamaquoddy, regard the wolverine as a trickster and transformational presence. And hear the sound of the wolverine. Thank you.
Hello and welcome. Here I am saying goodbye after a goodbye 29 minutes. It's just all about the end times, all about the riddles that we face. The earth, I said in the introduction, is welcoming us. I do believe that. That's not to discount the power that we're facing. And the official people in the governments and the corporations, they really do just ignore that power. They're turning their backs on it. They're telling us they don't believe it. I don't know if I believe that they don't believe it. How could they? They're busy firing guns at each other. I guess they have ways of not looking there. Well, I've put this together with Jason Candler and Savitri D and the Stop Shopping Choir. Brendan Burke on drums in that 55 Hurricanes piece, The Fiery Eagles of Justice. Jason Candler on saxophone and special effects. We are going to continue with this, unraveling this riddle, turning and facing the apocalypse, understanding it, asking the earth to help us, asking the earth if we can join in some way. All right, everybody, Earthalluia. Sounds like we're celebrating. We're celebrating life. It's still here for a while. Somebody give me an Earthalluia.
You are listening to CGSF 90.1 in Burnaby, British Columbia.
Every Friday from 1 to 2 p.m., tune in to Department Uno to hear the latest and greatest from the CJSF playlist, featuring all new music from local, Canadian, and international artists. Fresh releases from the music department every week on Department Uno, only on CJSF 90.1 FM.